بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما، والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما، والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we heard the 19th juz of the Holy Quran today in tonight's Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Again, wonderful ayats of the Holy Quran to ponder and reflect over. But of course, because we have time limitations, we cannot go into the tafsir, but there is a particular or a selection of verses, the ending of Surah Al-Furqan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates the traits, the characteristics, the qualities of His special servants. We have a teacher in a school scenario, and the teacher is very proud over his particular student or students, and then he enumerates the qualities of those particular students to the rest of the class, first to the rest of the school, and he says, you know, my pupils, they are like this. And then he extols them, he praises them, he mentions their different characteristics, their qualities, their salient features, their praiseworthy features. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created every single human being, Allah is Khaliq. Every single one of us are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in these particular verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned wa'ibadur rahman, and the servants, the slaves of ar-Rahman. Who are they? Alladhina yamshuna al-ardi hawna. Then Allah enumerates their qualities. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises these people. All of us are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah is praising His special chosen bondsmen, bondswomen, His special servants. And they have this very beautiful quality of servitude in them. And therefore Allah has mentioned ibadur rahman. The word ibad is the plural of abd. And abd means a servant. We have a servant and a master. A servant is subservient and loyal to his master. So Allah talks about the loyal servants of His. Those who have this special attachment, a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom Allah is now going to enumerate the beautiful qualities. And Allah is actually going to boast about them. Because Allah wants us to have these type of qualities. It is a month of Ramadan, our hearts are softened. Due to fasting, ibadat, tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah, tawbah, istighfar. Someone to reflect over the verses of the Holy Quran, and alhamdulillah, you have been hearing from the beginning of Ramadan, various discourses ulama were giving. May Allah bless all those who had been filling in till I have returned. May Allah ta'ala accept the efforts. The very first quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, alladhina yamshuna al-ardi hawna, are those people who walk on the earth with humility. Allah talks about humility. Allah wants us to be humble. Allah does not want us to display arrogance and pride. Especially those who have authority, those who are in power, then it is very easy for them to so-called throw their weight on those who are working for them, or those who are their subordinates, those who are under them, those who are in the custody and care. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very first quality Allah has chosen to speak about these ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who have humility. And they walk on the earth with humility. Every organ of them, of theirs, be it the eyes, the ears, the limbs, the hands, the feet, everything is or shows humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every organ of theirs is humble before mankind. It does not mean a person walks in a manner that he is absolutely sick and the wind will just blow him down. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu sees a young man who had all the vigor and strength and energy. sees him walking very frail-like and half-bent, as though he is very sick and ill. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab asks him, what's wrong with you? Are you not well? He says, no, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. He says, why are you walking in this manner as though you're half dead? He actually lifted his whip, reprimanded him. You're not supposed to walk in that manner as though you're half dying. This is not Shariat. Shariat is absolutely balanced. When you talk about humility, it means we must not display an attitude of arrogance. When we deal with our fellow people, when you deal with Muslims and non-Muslims, when you deal with our neighbors, when you deal with our family members, when you interact with people, when you interact with mankind, it is very easy, and believe me, and many people have mentioned this, and Allah forgive us, Allah conceal our faults and our sins, and this is the time to reflect and to change our lives. To make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah, this is the month of tahajjud and salat and sawm and zakat and sadaqah and doing various type of good deeds. But when it comes to treating people with kindness, then where's the roza and where's the tahajjud? Where's the akhlaq of the person? What led a person to be show arrogance and pride and chase the person away? This is against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we all need. MashaAllah, many of us may have got these type of qualities, but not all of them. And therefore we need to reflect. There are 12 qualities that I mentioned. I'm not going to go into details. Very briefly, I'm going to mention them. That these 12 qualities, let us try and embrace these qualities and bring and imbibe these qualities into our lives. At least if we get these qualities, then we are Ibadur Rahman. Then we've achieved something in this month of Ramadan. So we just have less than half the month of Ramadan, but inshallah, it came in tonight's verses. So the very first thing we need to get is humility. And humility simply means that we don't think ourselves to be superior to any of the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person really believes this, and when he really brings this in his life, then no matter what happens to him, if somebody angers him, he will not become angry. Somebody just unjust or is unjust to him and oppresses him, then too he does not take revenge. He forgives. He is easy. He easily pardons, easily overlooks and he forgets. And therefore in the ahadith of Rasulullah, you will find various virtues of tawadu. Tawadu means humility. The hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, man tawadu'a lillah. That person who humbles himself solely for the pleasure of Allah. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any worldly motive, not for any ulterior motive, not for people to praise him. It is done only and solely for the pleasure of Allah. Rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will elevate his status. The converse, وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. The person who shows arrogance, pride, Allah destroys him. Allah lowers him. Allah humiliates him. And you will see the exact thing in the surahs that follow, and the paras that follow, Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman. The arrogance they displayed and how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. So in the hadith, there are words that appear, Hayyin, Layyin. And it's easy to remember, Hayyin, Layyin, Arabic words. The plural hayyinun, layyinun. Make this dua. When you're making dua, Allah make me hayyin, layyin. Hayyin, layyin. What does it mean? Make me a soft-hearted person. Make me one who has humility. One who is soft-hearted. Many of us have that harshness in us. The anger. We become angry very quickly. We are unable to forgive and overlook and tolerate. We don't have tolerance. So make this dua. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will accept this dua. And with it reflect that I want to be that special servant of Ar-Rahman whom Allah Ta'ala praise. So I must adopt in my life humility. And then, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Of course, if a person who has humility, then he's easily able to overlook, or he's able to forgive and pardon others who will mock at him, jeer at him. So when a jahil, when ignorant people, jahilun, people who treat this person in a very cruel manner, in a very evil way, they should display a very bad attitude towards him. Then these people, what do they say? Salama. peace be upon you. In other words, they did not get involved and embroiled in any argument. They did not go into any confrontation with the person. They just pass by and they make assalamu alaikum and they continue. They are able to bear the pain if they were jeered at and mocked at, and they forgive and they ignore the person. They do not retaliate in the same harsh manner. There is an incident where a person comes and he uses very harsh language against Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu keeps quiet for some time, and the person continues until finally Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, in human nature, he then retaliated. Nabi Kareem Sunnah was sitting there all the time, and immediately he rose and he went away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala realized that he did something wrong. He ran behind Rasulullah. He realized that Rasulullah was upset with him. Ya Rasulullah, but you saw what that man did, what he said. He said, yes, as long as you remain silent, Allah had deployed an angel on your behalf who was responding and retaliating on your behalf. The moment you blurted out something, that stopped. And therefore I rose and went away. Of course, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greatest of the ummah of Rasulullah, nobody can reach his rank and his level. He was Siddiq. He had those beautiful qualities of Siddiqiyat in him. May Allah give us those type of qualities. But these are lessons for us. We become so angry so quickly, and we are unable to just ignore those people who are jahils. So that's the second quality. When people, ignorant people, address them in a very harsh manner, they just say, salam. Third quality, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا, and those who spend their night in prostration, in ruku, in sajda before their Rabb. In other words, they engage in tahajjud salat. And again, for weak people like myself, this is a nice, beautiful month to bring in our lives tahajjud salat. And of course, the times that we have in our country for roza and sehri and iftar and taraweeh is absolutely beautiful, unlike the other countries in the world where they are fasting for such long hours and they barely finish Taraweeh, it's almost seri and finish, and the roza start immediately. We have the chance to make the Tahajjud Salat. So this Tahajjud Salat has great rewards. We have mentioned many of them before, and one of the main rewards of the Tahajjud Salat, it repels, it expiates evil, and also it washes away a person's sins. And it brings a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the practice of all the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every salih, every pious person, he used to engage in tahajjud salat. May Allah ta'ala make us from tahajjud guzar. And for people like myself, as I said, we are weak. Ulama have mentioned, even if you read few rakats or two rakats, the snafil after the isha salat, two sunnah, maybe two nafil. The two nafil make it the niyat of tahajjud. Inshallah, will be recorded among those who make the tahajjud. The next quality, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. They worry, the concern is the fire of Jahannam. And what is it? They make dua. Oh Allah, move away from us the punishment of Jahannam. Verily, its punishment is binding. Jahannam is very, very severe. Jahannam is no simple matter. It is no joke. It is a reality. And Allah talks about azab in the Quran and the different types of punishment and the pus and the blood and the boiling water and how it will melt a person's body and the skin, how the skin will be eaten up and devoured by the fire. Allah Ta'ala talks about all these things in detail in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah. Many ahadith have been mentioned regarding the types of punishment in Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us, may Allah protect us. Recite every day after Fajr Salat and after Maghrib Salat, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. So in this particular verse, these ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, these servants, they are continuously worried. They're constantly worried about the fire of Jahannam. And they make dua, Allah, remove Jahannam from us. Remove the punishment of Jahannam from us. إِنَّهَا سَأَتْ مُسْتَقَرَ وَمُقَامًا. It is a very evil abode, a very evil resting place. There's no rest in Jahannam. The next quality, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا. And those people, when they spend, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. They are not extravagant, they do not overspend. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. And they are not niggardly, they are not miserly. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are moderate. And this is the lesson of Quran, Hadith, Sharia, to be moderate. Don't overspend, don't be extravagant. And neither should be miserly. Take the middle path. Be moderate when you are spending. Don't spend everything that you become poor yourself, and then you have to stretch your hands out to people. And on the contrary also, don't be such that you're a miser, and you don't even spend on the poor, the yatim, your own family. Shariat wants us to be moderate. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرًا. And of course, the salient feature is that they do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not call out to any other deity. Alhamdulillah, we all have iman, we have tawheed. May Allah strengthen our iman. May Allah make us die with iman and raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Then, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. They do not kill any soul unjustly. When can a person kill somebody justly? Is if the person, the killer has taken away your family member's life, then the family has the right to retaliate. In an Islamic country, we talk about qisas, retribution. There are masail involved in all those aspects. So then that's one particular occasion where you have the right to take the person's life. Otherwise, a mu'min, a person's life is sacred in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, they do not take a person's life unjustly. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And specifically Allah has mentioned, they do not commit zina. They do not commit zina. May Allah protect us. This is such a serious malady of the ummah, where people are so freely indulging in zina. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even go near zina. For a person to save himself, to save herself from zina, then you have to adopt all those measures that will keep you away from those haram things. In other words, the very first thing a person should exercise full and complete control is his and her gaze. If your gaze is under control, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you away from committing zina. But the moment a person casts lustful glances freely, then he becomes accustomed, habitual towards it. Then what happens? His heart becomes corroded. Her heart becomes corroded. The ears will want to listen to filth. The tongue will also begin to speak filth. The fingers, whether it's the SMS or WhatsApp, whatever it may be. Now you start beginning, even in the social media, you'll be writing all filth. Your hands will move towards filth. Your leg will move towards filth. Allah becomes angry with the person. When a person is committing zina, his iman is taken out of his chest. It is suspended, it hovers above. And until they are committing that act, his iman is out. Imagine dying in that condition. Allah knows best who dies with iman, who doesn't die with iman. But we must make dua. Allah gives us a good mort. Imagine people who pass away in the Haram Sharif. People pass away in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. People pass away in Salah, people performing Tilawat, Dhikrullah. Beautiful occasions of mort. And imagine a person passing away in zina. So ask Allah Ta'ala for a pure life. Make that effort to have a pure life. How wonderful we feel in the month of Ramadan. Why is it that after the month of Ramadan, very easy we become so gullible and we fall into the traps of shaitan. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. But this is the time to beg Allah, cry to Allah. Ponder just one word. Allah says, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. My servants, they never make zina. They never commit zina. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. That person who does these actions, he will meet sin. يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. Ulama explained that those who are disbelievers, who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do these actions, especially zina, then their punishment is doubled, and they will remain despicable in Jahannam forever and ever. إِلَّا except that person who makes sincere tawbah. He brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does righteous deeds. That is what Allah wants from us. Iman and amal saliha. That is all. Bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Imagine you did all the wrong, But you brought iman in Allah, and you did righteous deeds, you turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you repented sincerely, Allah says that Allah transforms all their bad deeds into good deeds. And we mentioned previously the narration, which appears in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will come in the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, that just show him all his minor sins only, sighar, all the saghira gunas. Atarifu dhamba kada wa kada. Don't you realize, recognize, you did that certain guna, certain time, certain night. He'll agree, everything he'll confess. Because he cannot see any major sins written there or shown to him. So he, to himself, he says, I'd rather just confess and get over the minor sins. I can't see any major sins being displayed here. So he acknowledges, he confesses. And then suddenly Allah says, listen, I have transformed all these minor sins into good deeds for you. The moment he hears that, Ya Allah, what about my major sins? I don't see anything displayed here. Nabiya Kareem actually smiles on that occasion. Why? Because Allah pardons this person. That is what Allah wants from us. Allah wants us to turn to Him with sincere repentance. That is what we need to do in the month of Ramadan. I'm sure you've heard these talks from the beginning before Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, almost every single day. The main thing to achieve in the month of Ramadan, or one of the main things, is to be pardoned and forgiven in the month of Ramadan. It must not happen that Ramadan goes by and still we are sitting and we are not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be forgiven, we have to sincerely raise our hands and we have to cry and make the tawbah. If it's difficult to cry in front of people, then go in solitude at home. Few minutes, go into sajda and beg and beg and cry like a little child. Cry like the child that is sick. The child that is not going to leave his mother because he is persistent, he's insistent, he wants it. Allah, you forgive me. Allah, there is nobody who can forgive. The whole ummah needs to cry. We all need to cry to Allah. And if Allah wishes to forgive, then nobody can become an impediment. Nobody can stop. بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. That person is cursed who observes the month of Ramadan, experiences the month of Ramadan, still he is not pardoned, he is not forgiven. May Allah forgive all of us. It is not difficult. It is not difficult. We have to just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah talks about, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعْمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. I cannot go into the Arabic and how this word is used. Basically, it means that person who repents and he does good deeds, then he has turned to Allah completely. He has completely turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the qualities of Allah is At-Tawwab, one who forgives very easily and readily. And Allah looks for excuses to forgive us. The salah that we read, 20 rakat salawi, is a means of our minor sins being forgiven. Our Isha salat, the Witr salat, sitting in a gathering of ilm. All these are means of our sins being forgiven. But we need to sincerely beg Allah. Ya Allah, I committed these sins. I am feeling ashamed. I promise you, Allah, I will never go back to the sins. Ya Allah, I'm making the firm resolution. I have left and I have abandoned those sins. I'm enjoying myself in the month of Ramadan. I'm feeling so spiritually elevated. Ya Allah, keep me and keep me, make me progress and go higher and higher. Let it not be that I go back into the rut after the month of Ramadan. This is the time to make the dua. People have changed their lives in the month of Ramadan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Two meanings. Those who do not give false witnessing. In other words, if they do not witness something, they do not go and give a false evidence in front of a judge, a qadi. Well, many mufassirin said this refers to those people who are not present in evil gatherings, whether it is a music festival, whether it is some haram entertainment. Brothers, again, I don't know, I just came back. But normally I know they have events and fairs and for Eid festivals. And when women have to, where they go and buy the different type of garments, and there's a catwalk that takes place, and the garments are being displayed. We have not been created for these things.
We have not been created for these things. How long are we going to waste our precious life in all futile activities? Our wedding function, instead of now becoming more simple, we're going more and more the other direction. How much of money we are wasting? What type of events we are attending? We don't even have a frown on our face. We don't even feel bad. We just justify, we cover up. We don't like when we are told these things. None of us is perfect. We all make those mistakes. Make tawbah, istighfar. But these are things now, one has to make up his mind and her mind. My sisters were listening over the receiver. For Allah's sake, let's not try and impress the rest of the world. When you pass away, you know, the same people will come and shroud you with kafan, not with those beautiful garments and fashion than what you are parading with. And you'll go all alone into the qabr yourself. And you have answered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself. On that day, how will you face Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala? How will you face Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? How will you face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass futile entertainments, they pass with dignity. They just ignore you. They do not get involved. They don't even bother to look and see what those people are dining and whining in. It doesn't bother them. They have got iman in them. They've got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. They just pass by. It doesn't bother them. They're not affected by those haram entertainments. Don't even read the newspaper. Don't even look at those adverts. People will send those messages, and even the month of Ramadan, WhatsApp messages, this fair, that event, and this. These are all things and ploys of the enemies of deen. It's nafs that pulls us away. Allah is forgiving. Allah is forgiving. You're doing so well with your tilawat and your ibadat. And there you go and spoil everything just before Ramadan can finish. Believe me, you'll miss out on nothing. If you don't go to those entertainments, those fairs and those events, you'll miss out on nothing. There's nothing for you to cry about. Allah will give you such sweetness in your heart. Allah will give you such sweetness in your heart. It's impossible to describe to others what you enjoy. One sajda that we make, and when we make our sajda, and just ponder, we are making sajda before who? And enjoy the sajda. Make lengthy sujood now in the month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights. Engage in long nafil. If you don't know many surahs, whatever surahs you know, but at least in a ruku, make it be long. In sajda, make your sajda long. And enjoy making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they just pass by, they don't even care about, but they move with, in a manner of dignity. And ulama explain of kirama in detail, but not going to go into those details. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And when they are reminded of the verses of the Rabb, they do not turn a deaf ear or a blind eye to it. In other words, when they remind them Allah, verses of Quran, they hearken, they listen. They're waiting to embrace it, to imbibe in their heart. They want to know what Allah is asking me to do. I want to bring this in my life. Just like how if somebody shows us a wazifa for barakah, come again, what you said? You haven't got a copy of this, please, man. This is the condition when we hear of some good qualities that we are lacking and we should be having, and those things we are shirking in, and how we should be changing our lives. When we are reminded of these things, then we should be showing attentiveness. We want to bring this in our lives. So these are the qualities of this Ibadur Rahman. They do not turn a deaf ear or a blind eye when they are reminded, Rukkiru, when they are reminded of the verses of Rabb. And then finally Allah Ta'ala says the 13th quality, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. I always share this verse. It's an absolutely potent dua for all parents who are making dua for their children. No matter how young your child is, no matter how old your child is, read this dua. Oh Allah, this is the quality that is mentioned about Ibadur Rahman, that they make this dua. They say, O Allah, bestow for us from our wives and our dhurriyatina, our progeny, children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our progeny, such wives, such children who become qurrata ayun, the coolness of our eyes. The coolness of our eyes. So when the father sees his son or his daughter, he enjoys seeing the child in that good condition, in that pious condition. The child is not an eyesore to him. The child is not bringing a bad name to the parent of the family. The child is not found in some haram quarters taking drugs or committing zina or embarrassment, no. The child is busy reading tahajjud salat. The child is imparting deen. The child is performing salat. The child is doing good charitable work. Make this dua. That Ya Allah, they must become ankh ki tandak. Kullu safawais. Waja'alna lil muttaqina imama. What a powerful dua. And Allah, make us the leaders of the muttaqin. Not just the ordinary believer, but those people whom Allah has regarded as pious servants. Muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, let us become the leaders of such people. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this. For such people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبْرُ. All this requires sabr. Mantantanta Ramadan, sabr. We are learning sabr. Somebody tells you something nasty whilst you're fasting. What does hadith tell you? فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدْ. If somebody reviles you, tells you something evil, then just remind him, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ, brother, I'm fasting. Don't respond, don't retaliate, don't become angry. Our tarawih salah, we're not used to it. Long rakats, especially those who don't understand the Quran. It's greater sabr for you. Then we have to listen to programs, then i'tikaf, and so many other things. All these, this is the month of sabr. So all these qualities, to bring about these qualities, it's not overnight that suddenly you just become humble and suddenly you become... It requires an effort. It requires a practice. We will pass, we will fail, we will stumble, we will get it right. There's a whole process involved. May Allah grant it to me, grant it to all of us. So because of the sabr, Allah says, he will be rewarded with al-ghurfa. Mufassirin. The word ghurfa in Arabic means the room. It doesn't mean just an ordinary room here. Al-ghurfa, ulama have explained, the high balcony. And the higher the balcony in Jannah means you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that beautiful Jannah of theirs, they will be met with salam, with greetings and peace. What a beautiful abode, full of peace and happiness. May Allah Ta'ala grant us these beautiful qualities of Ibadur Rahman. May Allah make us the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose to use not Ibadullah or Ibadu, any of his other qualities. Allah used Ibadur Rahman. Ar-Rahman means that being who is full of mercy. Allah's mercy has no limits. So Allah, out of his mercy, will grant us these qualities. Out of his kindness and mercy, Allah will give us the Jannah. And Allah wants to show us his mercy. And therefore you and I have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and grab from the vast treasures of Allah Ta'ala's abounding mercies. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.